Good Saturday afternoon, everyone. 1:57 our time. Our temperature 33 degrees, and we've got Putnam County and Knox County boys coming up next. And tonight's game is being brought to you by these Putnam County sponsors, and they include Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank in Unionville, the Unionville Republican Weekly Newspaper, and Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories north of Memphis. And by these Knox County sponsors, the Blue Room in Edina, Bobby D. Clark CPA in Edina, C&R Supermarkets in Edina and Cahoka, Cardwell Lumber Company Incorporated south of Edina, the Citizens Bank of Edina, the Edina Sentinel Weekly Newspaper, Hawkins Harrison Insurance with offices in Edina, Kirksville, Cahoka, Lancaster, and Memphis, Knox County Dental Office, Knox County Health Department Home Health Agency, Knox County R1 Schools, Northeast Missouri Co-op Services, and by the Farm Shop in Edina. And now let's take you back to Queen City, Missouri for one more time this week. And with today's play-by-play, here's KMM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
Thank you, Dave, and welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County High School. It's the boys' championship, Putnam County and Knox County, the 1-2 seeds coming into this district. And let's take a look at the starting lineup post four. Knox County, it'll be Jacob Becker, a senior. Glasson Miller, a senior. Braden Miller, a senior. Tanner Gillespie, a senior. And Nelson Schenkel, a sophomore. So Jacob Becker, Glasson Miller, Braden Miller, Tanner Gillespie, and Nelson Schenkel. The Eagles, coached by Nathan Miller, assisted by Connor Hayes, and they come with the record of 15-10. For Putnam County, Jaden Wyatt, a senior. Lance Fowler, a senior. Landon Wood, a senior. Zach Heidenwood, a senior. And Owen Ream, a sophomore. It'll be Jaden Wyatt, Lance Fowler, Landon Wood, Zach Heidenwood, Owen Ream, and the Midgets come in 22-2, coached by Kyle Fleischman, assisted by Calvin Heidenwood. As both teams are being introduced, in case you just joined us, the Schuyler County Lady Tigers held off a very determined Schuyler County Lady Ram team, 47-41. To win their third consecutive district championship, and they will play Wednesday night at Hannibal and take on Cairo, who are a team they have beaten in the past, but it's a total different season, as it'll be Lance Fowler to jump center against Jacob Becker. As they're still sweeping the floor, Kyle Wendy, that's one of the jobs of the superintendent, sweeping the floor. So he gets off the floor. Now we're set to play basketball. Big crowd on hand as the ball. They both have tips. Ball's up. Tip is controlled by Braden Miller. Miller across the timeline to Branson Miller. And the man defense by Putnam County. Gillespie has it on the deep right wing inside to Braden Miller. Now Becker for three. Skips across the rim. No good. Jaden Wyatt off the rebound. Wyatt will bring it across the timeline. Takes it right at the big guys. Both of them go down, Becker and Schenkel. That's going to call the foul on Nelson Schenkel. So Schenkel picks up his first foul. And Jaden Wyatt will go to the line and shoot a pair. First shot up. Got it. Putnam County draws first blood in this boys' championship game. The winner will play Wednesday night at 7:30 at Hannibal. Next shot by Wyatt. Got it. There's no pressure in the backcourt by Putnam County. With the basketball, Branson Miller gets across to Gillespie at high post to Schenkel. The Braden Miller in the right corner. Braden Miller finds Schenkel right side of the circle. Throws a bullet inside, trying to find Becker, and is stolen away by Landon Wood. Wood gives it to Wyatt. He'll take it down to the block. Fall away, five-footer rejected by Schenkel. And out with it comes Knox County as Branson Miller gives it to Braden for three out of the left corner. No good. And Lance Fowler off the rebound. Here come the Midgets. Fowler at the top of the key. Fowler takes it down the right lane. Kicks it underneath the lane. Looking up a shot. Rejected again by Schenkel. Picked up by Fowler. Fowler to the right block and up a shot. Rejected again, this time by Becker. And Knox County comes away with it. Branson Miller brings it across the timeline, finds Gillespie between the two circles. Now Schenkel at the high post, out of the way, picked up by Gillespie, top of the key. The Braden Miller on the left wing to Gillespie. Now high post, Becker, three-pointer on the way, no good by Braden Miller. And the ball bounced up, hit one of the braces, so it'll be Putnam County basketball. 2-0. Putnam County with the lead. We're a minute and a half into this ball game. Jaden Wyatt will bring it across the timeline. Wyatt inside the Wood. Wood underneath the basket gives it to Fowler. Puts up the shot, missed it. That drew the foul. Well, against Knox County, they're going to call it on Schenkel again, and quickly, two fouls on Nelson Schenkel. As Parrish will check in, Schenkel will have to sit down. Shot up, no good, but the rebound, Lance Fowler got his own rebound, put it up and in. 4-0. Putnam with the lead, knocks with the basketball. That's Branson Miller with the basketball. Gives it to Parrish between the two circles. Parrish, bounce pass on the right wing to Branson. Now Braden in the right corner. Inside to Becker. Gives it back out to Branson for three on the way. No good. Fights for the rebound. Landon Wood comes away with it. Gives it out to Fowler. Fowler down the far sideline. Fowler carried the basketball. Made a dribble drive. Well, off the left wing and carried the ball. So Kellen Parrish waits for a pass, maybe, for Branson Miller. No, he gives it to Gillespie on the right wing. Now Branson Miller tried to give it to Parrish, stolen away by Fowler. Fowler takes it to the hoop, plays it up, got it. 4 points for Lance Fowler, and Knox County wants a timeout. 5:23 left to play in the first quarter. And it's Putnam County 6 and Knox County nothing. Back in a minute. This is KMN Sports.
The score of any athletic event is generally forgotten over time, but the actions of players, coaches, and spectators leave lasting impressions. The next time you attend a high school game, think of how history will remember you. Choose good sportsmanship and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. Remember, the lessons you teach today will help develop better citizens in our communities for tomorrow. This message has been brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and this local radio station.
The weather is changing, and most all appetites agree great food is close by at the Blue Room in Edina. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. This winter, warm up with the Blue Room's daily lunch special Monday through Friday. Dine in or call for takeout, 660-397-2550. Year-round, we're your friendly hometown bar and grill restaurant. Food and fun for you, your family and friends, and proud sponsor of the Knox County Eagles. It's the Blue Room in Edina, Missouri.
Welcome back, everybody. Schuyler County High School. Knox County with the basketball, trailing 6-0. And now a pass knocked away by Wyatt. Gives it to Heidenwood. Tried to find Ream and right through Ream's hands and out of bounds. There's Kellen Parrish. We'll inbound to Branson Miller. Branson takes it down the right lane, gives it to Gillespie. Gillespie kicks it out to Braden Miller in the left corner, inside to Becker. Becker puts his shot out, missed it, wouldn't go down, and Lance Fowler off the rebound. Fowler kicks it out to Heidenwood for three. Bullseye! That Heidenwood, nothing but net. 9-0 as Branson Miller tried to find Braden Miller. The bounce pass, Braden couldn't hang on, goes out of bounds. 9-0, Putnam with the lead with the basketball. Wyatt across the timeline, gets it inside to Landon Wood. Wood kicks it back out to Ream for three, no good. And Braden Miller comes off the rebound. Gives it to Becker. Now to Branson Miller. It's Branson. Will bring it across the timeline between the two circles. Now Ream steals the pass, takes it to the house, lays it up, got it. Owen Ream with two, and it's 11-0. Putnam with the lead as Branson Miller around Wyatt, and Jaden Wyatt will pick up the foul. That's his fouls as Gage Pearson will check in. Lance Fowler will set down for the Midgets. Parrish will inbound to Branson Miller. Branson brings across the timeline. Gillespie to high post to Branson. Now Braden in the left corner, Becker on the left baseline. Tried to kick it back out to Braden off his hand. Goes out of bounds, and Mason Miller wants another timeout. 4:02 left to play in the first quarter. Putnam County 11, Knox County nothing, and I'll be back in 30 seconds. This is KMEN Sports.
Boost yields and reduce input costs by more efficiently and effectively applying fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina is a valued supplier for fertilizer, anhydrous, and chemical application for the surrounding area. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services provides many additional services to the local farmers, including seed, diesel fuel, soil testing, and propane. Anyone can sell fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina delivers it with service.
4:02 left to play in the first quarter. Boys championship game, Class 2 District 6 tournament here at Schuyler County High School. As Ream on the left wing gives it a wide around the top of the key. Tried to dump it inside the Landon Woods, stolen away by Gillespie. As now, a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Caden Wyatt, and that's his second. He'll have to set down, and Lance Fowler will check in. Second team foul against Putnam County. So Branson Miller across the timeline. Gives it to Brayton on the left wing beyond the arc. Gillespie at the high post inside to Becker. Pass slapped away, picked up by Parrish in the right corner. Gets to that back out to Branson Miller. Now Parrish. Big Gillespie on the right lane. Parrish will try a three. No good. Fights for the rebound. Gage Pearson off with it. Gets it out to Hayden with nice power. Fowler to the top of the key, around the top of the key, takes it along the baseline, kicks it out to Ream. He'll try another three, no good. And off of the rebound is Gillespie. Branson Miller, fast, fast, stolen away by Heidenwith. Ahead to Ream, puts it off, glass, got it. 4 points for Owen Ream, 13-0. But it was the lead as Branson Miller to Braden in the right corner. Braden cut off on the right baseline by Fowler. Kicks it back out to Branson on the left wing. Takes it right at Wood. Puts up the shot, missed it, and Fowler comes off the rebound. Fowler to the right side of the circle. Looks for somebody. Takes it to right at Becker. Puts it up, no good. Wood comes off the rebound. Tries to put it up, but a whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be, I think, on Jacob Becker. As will. No, they're going to call it on Kellen Parrish. So Kellen Parrish picks up his first foul, and Landon Wood at the line to shoot a pair. First shot up, got it. 1 point for Landon Wood, 14-0. Putnam County the lead, 2:31 left to play in the first quarter. As Landon Wood, second free throw on the way, missed it, and high for the rebound is Parrish. Or that's Gillespie, rather. To Branson Miller, and Branson carried the basketball. It'll be Putnam County basketball. Out of bounds on the far sideline is Gage Pearson. Will inbound to Fowler. Fowler walks the ball across the timeline between the two circles. Fowler looks for somebody, finds Wood on the right lane. Wood kicks it out to Jaden Dribble. Now in the ball game in the left corner. Inside on the block, Pearson puts it up, got it. 2 points for Gage Pearson, 16-0, as Branson Miller inside to Becker. Little hook shot, would not go down, and Lance Fowler off the rebound. Fowler will bring it across the timeline. Fowler has it between the two circles, picks up the dribble, gives it to Wood at the high post. Wood back to Fowler on the right block, inside to Wood. Wood gives it to Pearson. Pearson off, glass, got it. 4 points for Gage Pearson, 18-0. Putnam with the lead. And Parrish has the left wing to Becker on the left lane. Braden Miller cut off on the right baseline. Puts up the shot blocked by Wood, taken by Pearson. He gets to the Fowler. 1:20 left to play in the first quarter. Fowler gives it to Pribble on the left wing. To Wood underneath the wide open Gage Pearson. Missed the shot. Fowler got the rebound. Put it out of there. 6 points. The last foul, 20-0. Putnam County with the lead. 1 minute left to play in the first quarter. As Parrish gives the ball to Becker on the right side of the circle. Now Gillespie for three. No good. Pearson comes off the rebound to Fowler. Yes, Fowler will slow things down a little bit. It's a 2-3 zone for Knox County. As Fowler gives the ball to Pribble on the left wing. Pribble gives the ball out to Hayden-Wood. High post to Wood. Gives it to Fowler. Bounce pass to Parrish. Now Pribble for three. No good. And Branson Miller off the rebound in a hurry. Branson across the timeline to Braden on the left baseline. And almost stolen away by Hayden-Wood. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Knox County basketball. Schenkel will come back in with two personal fouls. Gillespie will set down. Knox County trying to get on the board. Kellen Parrish will trigger. Parrish tried to get it in. To Becker, off Becker's feet, went out of bounds. It'll be Trace Riddiger to inbound to Fowler. As Fowler will walk the ball across the timeline. With the 12 seconds, 11, 10. As Fowler around the top of the key to the right block, gets it inside to Riediger, puts it up and got it. Trace Riediger, and that's the end of the first quarter with the score. Putnam County 22, Knox County nothing. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
If you are struggling to afford internet service for your household, there's a new government program that may be able to help. It's called the Affordable Connectivity Program, and it provides up to a $30 monthly discount to qualifying households. Find more information about the program, including if you qualify and how to enroll, at fcc.gov/ACP or call toll-free at 877-384-2575. That's 877-384-2575.
Niemer is a participating provider.
The common sounds of rural life should be comforting to farmers, but the sounds of sirens racing to an accident involving electricity is never something we want to hear. When equipment contacts power lines, bad things happen. Always lower your grain auger before transporting, plan a clear path, and stay at least 10 feet away from power lines. Any power line contact has the potential to kill. Keep safety first, always.
A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scott County High School. As we start the second quarter boys' championship game, Putnam County threw a shutout in the first quarter. They lead Knox County 22-0, and Putnam with the basketball. It's Jaden Wyatt across the timeline to Riediger on the left wing. Out pops Reem. He'll try three. No good. Tip up, no good. And out with the rebound comes Braden Miller. So Knox County trailing 22-0 with the basketball. Braden Miller to Parrish on the left wing. Parrish, top of the key, bad pass. Stolen away by Jaden Wyatt. Wyatt gives the ball to Hayden-Wood for three on the way. No good. And a long rebound is kept alive by Rain. Gives it to Wyatt. Takes it down the paint. Puts up the shot, the whistle, and a foul. The foul may be on Trace Riediger. And it will be. So Riediger picks up the foul. That's his first. Third team foul against Putnam County. Parrish will inbound to Branson Miller. Branson sees an opening. Underneath, tried to get it to Becker. Stolen away by Riediger to Wyatt. Wyatt down to Gage Pearson. Pearson gives it back to Wyatt. Off class. Got it. 4 points for Gage Wyatt. 24-0. Putnam with the lead as Branson Miller with the basketball. Gives it to Parrish on the deep right wing. Single right side of the circle inside to Becker. Off glass. Got it. Jacob Becker finally gets knocks on the board. 24-2. Wyatt gives it to Hayden-Wood on the right wing to the top of the key. Now Hayden-Wood carried the basketball. Turnover gives it back to Knox County. As Parrish across the timeline. Branson Miller to Braden in the center circle. Braden Miller, bounce pass to Becker. Deep right wing to Braden. Now Branson on the left wing. Lob underneath to Becker. Oh, reverse layup. Got it. Nice shot by Jacob Becker. 24-4. Putnam was the lead. As Wyatt across the timeline. Bounce pass inside Gage Pearson. Pearson over Becker. Puts up a little five-foot jumper. No good. Schenkel with the rebound. To Branson Miller. Branson takes it down in the paint to run. Can't put her off. Class got it. 6-0 run for Knox County right now. They lead 24-6. Wyatt to Riediger. Ream in the left corner. Inside to Pearson on the left block. Wyatt on the right block. Five-foot jumper. No good. Becker off the rebound. To Branson Miller. Branson kicks the ball off to Braden in the left corner. Now Parrish on the left wing. Inside to Schenkel. Out of the way. Picked up by Braden Miller. Takes it to the hoop. Put up a shot. Rejected by Riediger. As Landon Wood and Lance Fowler both check in, Gage Pearson and Jaden Wyatt will both set down. The Parrish underneath his own basket. Inbound to Schenkel in the right corner. Becker on the right wing. Parrish back to Schenkel. Guarded by Wood. Branson Miller to Braden for three on the way. Bullseye. 9-0 run by Knox County. 24-9. Bethlehem County with the lead and the basketball. Lance Fowler to Riediger on the left wing. To Ream on the left wing. Gives it to Heidenwith. Heidenwith cut off on the baseline. Gives it inside to Wood. Put up the five-foot jumper. No good. We have a whistle and a foul. It's going to be against Knox County, I think. As the foul is going to be on Jacob Becker. Becker picks up his first foul. As Heidenwith will inbound to Wood in the right corner. The Fowler top of the key to Ream. Back to Wood. Wood lays it up. Missed it. And the rebound comes out to Branson Miller. Branson to Braden. Braden wanted to throw a three. Thought better of it. Now Branson, he'll try a three on the way. Bullseye! 12-0 run by Knox County. And now Putnam County wants a timeout. 4:46 left to play in the first half. Putnam County 24, Knox County 12. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMN Sports.
For the best weekly coverage of local news, sports, county government, social news, and much more, read the Unionville Republican. They've provided continuous coverage for people in Putnam County for over 145 years. For your convenience, they have an email address for your news and advertising at urep@nemer.net. That's urep@nemer.net. Or call 660-947-2222, 660-947-2222.
4:41 left to play in the first half, boys championship game. And Knox County in the midst of a 12-0 run. Lance Fowler with the basketball down to the right block. Guarded by Perry. Now set through the paint to Riediger. Put up his shot. Rebound, missed it. Rebound goes out of bounds. And last touch by Putnam. So here comes Branson Miller to the left wing, left corner to Braden. Braden Miller skips it over to Parrish on the right wing. Now inside the arc to Becker. Lost it, picks it back up, gives it to Branson Miller between the two circles. Now Parrish has it between the two circles. Parrish, a couple of dribbles, looks inside, nobody's there. Back to Branson Miller. Takes it right at Wood, running 10-footer. No good, last Fowler off the rebound. Midgets want to run as Lance Fowler gives it to Heidenwith off the right wing. Bullseye! Zach Heidenwith with six. 27-12 as Branson Miller on the right side of the circle to Braden on the left wing. Braden Miller around the top of the key with free throw line to Perry. Branson Miller gets it inside to Schenkel. Reverse layup, got it. 2 points for Nelson Schenkel. 27-14. Putnam was the lead. 3:25 left to play in the first half. Lance Fowler gives the ball to Heidenwith on the right wing. The right corner to Wood. Back to Heidenwith. Put up a shot. Rejected by Schenkel. Schenkel comes away with it. And then makes a bad pass. Stolen away by Landon Wood. So Lance Fowler. Fowler. Rope brained across the timeline to the top of the key. Fowler looks for somebody to throw it to. Bounce pass, gets it to Ream, and now inside the Wood. Wood tried to kick it back out with a touch pass to Fowler, and it goes over and back. It'll be Knox County basketball. And Gage Pearson will check back in. Landon Wood will check out. 2:53 left to play in the first half. Kellen Parrish will inbound underneath his own basket for Knox County. Gets it inside to Becker. Becker had the ball stolen away by Gage Pearson. To Fowler. Fowler will bring it across the timeline. Down the right lane against Becker. Puts up a shot blocked by Becker. That's going to call the foul on Jacob Becker. Jacob Becker picks up his second personal foul. And Lance Fowler will be at the line to shoot two. He has six, looking for seven. Shots up. Got it. 7 points for Lance Fowler. Jaden Wyatt checks in. Trace Rieger will check out. Fowler with seven, looking for eight. Isaac fires it and didn't get it. The rebound, Tanner Gillespie. Gillespie gives it to Branson Miller. Branson across the timeline. Takes the free throw line, lost the dribble. He's tied up by Gage Pearson. And alternating possession stays with Knox County. So Nelson Schenkel will inbound underneath his own basket. As Schenkel looks for somebody, gets it into Gillespie in the left corner. To Schenkel against Pearson, puts up a little five-footer, no good. And Fowler comes off with the rebound. Fowler across the timeline at the top of the key, down the right lane, and again carries the basketball. So turnover, Putnam County. Parrish will inbound to Branson Miller. As Branson gives it to Parrish on the deep left wing, high post to Becker. Inside to Schenkel, puts up the shot, missed it. And Parrish comes off, or Gage Pearson off with the rebound. To Fowler at the top of the key. Now Hydenwood for three, no good. Rebound, Branson Miller. He wants to run right through a double team and a whistle and a foul on the floor. As the foul's going to be on Owen Ream. So Ream picks up the foul. That's his first. Parrish on the far sideline will inbound in the backcourt to Branson Miller. Branson gives it to Gillespie between the top of the key. Now Branson Miller inside to Schenkel. Schenkel on the block. Turns, puts it up. Got it. 4 points for Nelson Schenkel. 28-16. Putnam with the lead in the basketball. 1:35 left to play in the first half. As Fowler lost a handle on the basketball. It was knocked away from him. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Putnam County. So Lance Fowler will set down. Landon Wood checks back in. And Kellen Parrish gets the ball into Braden Miller. Braden across the timeline finds Parrish between the two circles to Braden Miller. Braden, one dribble back, tried to get it to Parrish. Stolen away by Wyatt. To Ream, off glass, got it. 6 points for Owen Ream. 30-16, Putnam with the lead. Braden Miller to Parrish on the left wing, high post, Schenkel. Gillespie on the right wing. Back to Braden Miller inside the arc of the right wing, the right corner to Becker. Becker couldn't hang on to the basketball. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Putnam County basketball. Branson Miller will check in for Knox County, and Parrish will check out. Now pressure by Knox County. Wyant across the timeline to Hydenwith on the right wing. Wood on the right baseline. Inside to Hydenwith. Little five-footer. Got it. 8 points for Zach Hydenwith. 32-16. Putnam with the lead. 35 seconds left to play in the half. Braden Miller to Branson Miller. Branson, they shoot the free throw line, gets it out to Braden on the right wing. Braden gives it a Schenkel, dotted line, 10-footer, in and out, no good. And Gage Pearson off the rebound. To Fowler. To Fowler across the timeline, now Hydenwith for three, no good. Braden Miller comes off the rebound. Braden Miller will bring it across the timeline with 10 seconds. Gives it to Gillespie. Over to Branson Miller. Now Braden will have to throw one from downtown Queen City. No good. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Putnam ball with 0.3 seconds left to play in the half. Pearson gets it in to Wyatt. And that's the end of the first half. With the score, Putnam County 32, Knox County 16. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Hi, Janie here, and we at Cardwell Lumber Outside Novelty believe in providing good quality lumber at a price you can afford. We specialize in a variety of styles of lumber. Kiln-dried lumber, plywood, and hardwood flooring is just a few of the many options we offer at unbeatable prices. No order is too small or too big. Come by anytime, Monday through Friday, to see firsthand how we can make your new project look magnificent. For more information, check out our website at CardwellLumberInc.com. That's Cardwell Lumber, Novelty, Missouri. Quality that keeps staying through three generations.
Putnam County State Bank is your hometown bank, and they take pride in offering their customers all the modern-day conveniences they expect from their financial institution. They offer a complete array of personal, real estate, and agriculture loans with decisions made locally. Putnam County State Bank has a staff that's friendly, confidential, and well-trained. Stop by and see them at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville or Milan. Putnam County State Bank, your hometown bank, member FDIC.
C&R Markets is your best choice for your grocery headquarters, where you always save. Fresh ground pork, only $2.49 a pound. Fresh chicken legs and thighs, only $1.69 a pound. Value pack pork steak, $1.99 a pound. Fresh asparagus, only $1.99 a bunch. And best choice premium ice cream, only $1.98. Check out our Linton seafood specials with savings on everything that swims from everyone at C&R Markets. Be safe, be blessed, and we hope to see you soon at C&R.
The Citizens Bank of Edina has been your hometown bank for 100 years. Our loan officers have over 60 years of combined loan experience and strong agricultural backgrounds. We offer a complete line of ag loans, FSA guaranteed loans, and fixed rate Farmer Mac 2 ag real estate loans, as well as consumer and home loans. With a full line of deposit services, we are a full service bank that can take care of all your banking needs. Our lobby hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 3:30. Drive-up hours are Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4, Friday until 6, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Located south of the square in Edina, give us a call. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Whether it's balls and strikes, fouls or flags, your referees and game officials are a vital part of high school athletics. If you've ever tried your hand at officiating, you know how hard these men and women work, and you certainly know that they would never miss a call intentionally. Keep these things in mind as you attend sporting events. After all, respecting officials and authority figures is one of the most valuable lessons that we could teach our students. This message has been brought to you by your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County High School, home of the Class 2 District 6 basketball tournament and we're at halftime of the boys' championship game. And it's Putnam County leading Knox County 32-16. Taking a look at the first half scoring. First four, Putnam County. Jaden Wyatt with 4 points. Lance Fowler with 7. Zach Hayden with 8. Owen Ream with 6. Chris Riediger with 2. Gage Pearson with 4. And Landon Wood with 1. For Knox County, Jacob Becker with 4 points. Brandon Miller with 5. Braden Miller with 3. And Nelson Chinkle with 4. Putnam County led 22-0 after one quarter. Knox County came out in the second quarter, went on the 12-0 run, and when it was all over, Knox County outscored Putnam County 16-10 in the second quarter, and Putnam County leads here at halftime 32-16. Back with more in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Your friendly dentist, Dr. Lisa Bosch here. Did you know that the hardest substance in your body is enamel? It is even harder than bone. But under enamel is a material called dentin, which is much softer than enamel. Once a cavity gets through the enamel, it spreads very fast through the dentin and then to the nerve of the tooth. That is why getting x-rays once a year is so important, so that the cavities are caught when they are in dentin before they spread and give you a toothache. So give our office a call and don't wait till you have pain. It costs a lot more then. P.S. Don't forget to smile.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Happy new tax year. The tax code grew more complicated than ever before in 2021. I'm Bobby D. Clark, certified public accountant, and I'd love the opportunity to help you make sense of those tax law changes. give me a call at 660-397-2332 or stop by my new office located two blocks west of the four-way stop on West Lafayette Street in Edina. You can also find me on Facebook or at bobbyclark.com.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Mainly clear this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 38. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 22 tonight. Clear skies and quiet. High of 47 tomorrow. Ample sunshine expected. Dry with temperatures well above average Monday and Tuesday, and highs from the low 50s to the mid 50s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley on America's Best Country 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 34.
Back at Schuyler County High School, I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Putnam County Midget, Knox County Eagle Basketball, on your sports leader for Northeastern Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. We're at halftime of the boys' championship, with Putnam County leading Knox County 32-16. And the girls' championship, third time around for Schuyler County, Schuyler County girls, and Schuyler County girls again winning in a close one, 47-41. Scotland County led in scoring by Paige Bishop with 15 points. Anna Feeney with 12, while Scotland County led by Kate Hatfield with 17 points. Scotland County led 11-4 after one quarter. Scotland outscored Schuyler 16-6 in the second quarter. Scotland led 27-10 at the half. In the third quarter, Scotland County made a run. They outscored Scotland County 17-8. Scotland led 35-27 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Scotland outscored Scotland 14-12. It wasn't quite enough as the Lady Tigers win their third straight district championship by defeating Scotland 47-41. Scotland County, well, they haven't ended their season yet. They have one more game to play. Scotland County improves to 23-3, and they'll advance to us to a sectional Wednesday night at Hannibal High School and Corp Auditorium at 6 o'clock. They'll play Cairo. And so that's a rematch of a game earlier when the North Shelby tournament was canceled. There were 8 teams looking for basketball games. And as it turned out, Schuyler County and Schuyler County went to Cairo and played Cairo, and both Schuyler and Scotland came away with a win. As Cairo has been ranked in the top 10 on and off all year long. So it ought to be a dandy matchup Wednesday night in Hannibal. The winner of this game will play the winner of Clofton and Van Farr going on right now. As they'll play at 7:30. Hannibal High School will have both those games for you on KMEM. Now we're going to have a Monday night game. Two games on KMEM. As I explained before the girls' game, I'll try to go through it again. As Schuyler County and Fayette were scheduled to play a week ago Friday. Fayette got weathered out, couldn't come. So that ball game was put on hold because it means something, because Schuyler County ended their season, conference season, with 7-1 record. Schuyler County 6-1. They still have Fayette to play. And the deal was, if Schuyler County won the district, Fayette was just going to forfeit and it'd be Coach Ass with Scotland County and Schuyler County. If Schuyler County lost, they were going to play the game on Monday night. Well, they're going to play boys and girls on Monday night. You'll hear it on KMM starting at 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock start Monday night, Fayette and Schuyler County here in Queen City. And again, if you can't make it, you'll hear it right here on KMM. As Schuyler girls win, they'll be co-champs in the L&C this year with Scotland County, both with 7-1 records. So I hope that kind of clears things up, tells you what we're going to be doing at least Monday and Wednesday next week. As we get set to start the second half boys' championship game, Putnam County leading Knox County 32-16, and Putnam County will have the basketball to start the third quarter. The Putnam County student section makes a lot of noise across the way. Jaden Wyatt will bring it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Knox County. Bounce past the ring. Gets it inside to Wood. Wood turns. Little 10-foot hook shot. Got it. And that's 6 points for Landon Wood. Ransom Miller across the timeline of the free throw line. Kicks it out to Braden in the left corner. Braden cut off on the left baseline. Now bad pass almost thrown away by Wyatt. Picked up by Becker. Gillespie will try a three. No good. And the rebound comes out to Fowler. Saved it into Wood. To Heidenwitz. Back to Fowler. Fowler will bring it across the timeline to the right wing. In the right corner to Jaden Wyatt. Wyatt will bring it back out to the deep right wing. Looks inside. And nobody's there. Now Fowler between the two circles. As Fowler, guarded by Gillespie, gives it to Ream to the right side of the circle. Now Heidenwitz for three. No good. And Schenkel off the rebound. Schenkel gets it out to Branson Miller. Down the far sideline to the left wing. Still with a dribble. Picks it up. Gets it back to Becker on the left wing. In the left corner to Branson Miller. Inside to Schenkel over Wood. Got it. 8 points for Nelson Schenkel. 34-18. Putnam with the lead in the basketball. Wyatt to Fowler. Now Ream on the left wing. Ream gives it to Heidenwood. Try to force it inside to Wood. Battled away by Becker. Taken by Branson Miller. Ahead to Schenkel. Schenkel, ball away 5-footer off glass. So good. Becker with the rebound. His put back blocked by Fowler, but I think Lance Fowler is going to pick up the foul. He will. The first foul on Lance Fowler. Jacob Becker will go to the line, and he'll shoot two shots. Becker with 4 points, looking for five. Shots up, got it. 5 points for Jacob Becker. 34-19, Putnam with the lead. Becker eyes it, fires it, missed it, and Ream comes off with the rebound. Gives it to Fowler. Fowler brings it across the timeline. Down the right lane, gives it to Wood. Gets Becker, reverse layup, missed it. And Fowler comes off the rebound, and he's fouled by Becker. Becker's going to pick up the foul. That's his third. So three fouls on Jacob Becker. Heidenwith will inbound underneath his own basket. Heidenwith gets it to Fowler. Fowler puts up the shot. Partially deflected by Schenkel, but picked up by Wood. Now Wyatt takes it right at Schenkel. Whistles a foul. The foul's going to be on Nelson Schenkel. That's his third. So three fouls on Schenkel, three fouls on Becker. 6:03 left to play in the third quarter. 34-19, putting the lead in the basketball is Wood out in the left corner to Wyatt. Now Ream gives it down to Lance Fowler. Fowler. Inside to Wood against Becker. Off glass, no good. Fowler gets the rebound, puts it up. Rejects it by Becker. And Gillespie off the rebound to Branson Miller. Gives it to Braden. Out of the right corner for three. In and out, no good. And Wood jumps off the rebound to Heidenwith. Heidenwith down the far sideline. Gives it to Wyatt on the right wing. Wyatt, right side of the circle. Fowler takes it down right in the paint, gives it off to Wood, puts up the shot, missed it, gets his own rebound, puts it back up, rejected by Schenkel, and Branson Miller off the rebound. Branson across the timeline for Knox County. Takes it inside the paint, kicks it out the left corner to Braden. Braden Miller on the left wing, looks for somebody to throw it to. Mike Branson. Branson bounce past to Becker, and Becker couldn't hang on. The pass goes out of bounds. It'll be Putnam County basketball. Lance Fowler gets it into Wyatt. Jaden Wyatt across the timeline. Fowler between the two circles. Now Ream gets it down on the left block to Heidenwith. Off glass, got it. 10 points for Zach Heidenwith. 36-19. Putnam with the lead. Gillespie on the left wing. Becker left side of the circle. Tried to get inside to Schenkel. He lost it and picked up by Ream. Ream gives it to Lance Fowler between the two circles. Now Wyatt between the two circles. Now stolen away by Schenkel. Schenkel will take it to the hoop, lays it up. Got it. 10 points for Nelson Schenkel. 36-21, 15-point Putnam County lead. Knox County has made a run. Inside it goes to Wood. Wood against Becker. But she shot up in the left hand, got it. Landon Wood with 3 points. It's now Braden Miller will try another three. No good, airballed it. And Zach Hyden with all of the rebound. Hyden with gives it to Wyatt. He'll take it right to the hoop. Kicks off to Rain. Three-pointer on the way. Full time. 9 points for Owen Rain. And now Knox County wants a timeout. 3:35 left to play in the ball game, or in the third quarter, rather. And it's Putnam County 41, Knox County 21. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Putnam County R1 schools are honored to have the opportunity to educate tomorrow's leaders. Citizenship, perseverance, respect, responsibility, and teamwork are all characteristics that they strive to teach their students to be successful in life. Putnam County R1 schools take pride in their students' achievements, whether it's on or off the field. In Putnam County Midget Teams.
And welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County R1 High School. As I'm going to do a little readjusting of the score sheet, I'm ready to go. 3:35 left to play in the third quarter. 41-21. Putnam County with a lead. Knox County with the basketball is Branson Miller. To the free throw line, kicks it out to Parrish. On the right wing inside the arc, inside to Becker. 10-foot jumper, no good. And Gage Pearson off the rebound. The Fowler. Fowler will bring it across the timeline. Finds Ream on the right wing. Inside to Parrish, Pearson on the right wing. Fowler on the right wing beyond the arc. As they kick it back out to Carter Simmons. To the right wing. Now Wood on the left block. Tried to kick it inside. The Ream battled away by Becker. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Owen Ream. 2:58 left to play in the third quarter. Kellen Parrish will inbound. To Branson Miller. As Branson across the timeline to Braden in the left corner. Braden skips it to the right wing to Parrish. Branson Miller top of the key to Braden. In the left corner. And down the left lane goes Schenkel. 10-foot hook shot. No good. And Pearson off the rebound. Gives it to Fowler. And Fowler will bring it across the timeline to the top of the key. Pearson on the left wing. Inside to Ream on the left block. Inside to Wood on the left block. Now Ream, three-pointer on the way. No good. Gets his own rebound. He'll try it again. No good. Airballed it. Fowler with the rebound. Put up. Rejected by Schenkel. And out with it comes Perry. Perry to the block. Throws up the shot. Missed it, but drew the foul. The foul's going to be on Owen Ream. So Ream picks up his second personal foul. And Kellen Perry will go to the line to shoot a pair. Looks for his first points of the ball game. Zach Hyden gets set to check back in for the midget. That's Perry. First shot up. No good. So Heidenwith will check in. Owen Ream will check out. 2:14 left to play in the third quarter. Still a 20-point Putnam lead as Parrish free throw up. Got it. First point for Kellen Parrish. So Braden will check out. Braden Miller and Tanner Gillespie will check in. Gage Pearson gives it to Lance Fowler. Fowler will walk it across the timeline. Fowler picks up the dribble, gets it to Wood on the right block. Wood turns off, slash, got it. 7 points for Landon Wood. 22-point lead, 21-point lead for Putnam County. Perry, to Gillespie, to Becker. Now three-pointer for Branson Miller off the right wing. No good. Branson drops off the rebound. Fans back out between the two circles and top of the key. Gillespie to Schenkel. Takes it to the hoop. Puts up the shot. Missed it. That drew the foul. Nelson Schenkel will go to the line. The foul is going to be on Landon Wood. First foul on Landon Wood. Nelson Schenkel will be at the line. He has 8 points. Looking for 9. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 9 points for Nelson Schenkel. Back in the ballgame, Tracy Rediger, and out will go Landon Wood. 1:35 left to play in the third quarter. 43-23, Putnam with a lead. Is Schenkel eyes it, fires it, got them both. 10 points for Nelson Schenkel. 18-point Putnam lead, traced by Knox. Lance Fowler with the basketball, gives it a height and width inside Gage Pearson. Puts the shot up, no good over Schenkel. Loose ball. Becker tried to pick it up. Couldn't quite control it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Putnam basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket at height and width. Inbounds in the right corner to Pearson. Gives out to Simmons. Now height and width for three. Bullseye. Back height and width. That's 13. Gillespie gives the ball to Braden Miller. Lost it. Now picks it back up. Schenkel back to Parrish in the right corner. Parrish gives it in to Becker. 10-foot jumper on the way. No good. And rebound goes out of bounds off of Nelson Schenkel. The Putnam County leading 46-24 with the basketball. Lance Fowler gives it to Heidenwith. Back to Fowler. Fowler guarded by Gillespie in the backcourt across the timeline to Pearson. Now Heidenwith running 10-footer. Missed it. And Becker off the rebound to Parrish. Gets it to Schenkel. Now Braden Miller in the left corner. He'll take it into the paint, gives it to Becker. Off glass, missed it. But he drew the foul. The foul is going to be on. Okay, it'll be on Lance Fowler. That's his second. Becker's free throw up, got it. So 6 points for Jacob Becker. Now Carter Simmons will check out, and Owen Ream will check back in for the Midgets. 36 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Next shot by Becker, good. 7 points for Jacob Becker. 46-26. As Nelson Schenkel will check out of the ball game, and Kellen Parrish will check in. Race here by Knox County. Heidenwood gives the ball to Fowler. Fowler across time with. Line to Heidenwith on the right wing. Skips to the left wing to Ream. Ream back to Heidenwith. Now Fowler in the right corner. Fowler, one dribble, gives it to Ream in the right corner. He'll bring it out between the two circles. High post, Gage Pearson. To Fowler. Fowler will take it to the hoop. Lays it up, missed it. Got his own rebound. Put it back up. It goes down. It counts, and he's fouled. The foul's going to be on Jacob Becker, and that's his fourth. And Lance Fowler has 9 points. As Fowler eyes it, fires it, missed it. And now Kellen Parrish with the rebound. Thanks it across the timeline to Parrish. Long three on the way, no good. And that's the end of the third quarter with the score. Putnam County 48, Knox County 26. Back in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
Small towns are built upon the support of the people who call them home. When we all work together, there are no limits to what we can achieve. For over two decades, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We lift up the people and the programs that unite us. Thanks to your dedication, we're able to support the communities we serve in multiple ways, taking us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Putnam County students and athletes.
Are health insurance costs and high deductibles a problem in your house? Are gas prices making travel difficult? Knox County Health Department in Edina, Missouri may have an option for you. With public clinics for immunizations and lab draws now 3 days a week and by appointment, we offer upfront cash-based vaccine administration and lab draws. A healthcare provider's order will be needed for lab draws, and prices can be calculated and given over the phone. Here when you need us, serving Knox County since 1976. Call us today at 660-397-3396.
8 minutes left to play in this boys' championship game. Putnam County leading Knox County 48-26. And Knox County's going out of the basketball to start the final 8 minutes. Let's see. There we go. As Tanner Gillespie will inbound, gets it to Branson Miller. Branson brings it to the top of the key, down the right lane. Gives it to Carter Marble. Marble to Gillespie, drives the baseline, kicks it back out to Braden for three. Bullseye! Braden Miller hits the three. He has six, and it's 48-29. Placed here by Knox County. Heidenwith gives it to Ream on the right wing. As Pearson drives the baseline, puts it up, and got it. Gage Pearson with 6 points. Here comes Knox County. Braden Miller takes it into the left corner. Kicks it out to Gillespie on the left wing. Left corner inside Carter Marble on the block. Back to Braden. Braden Miller, Deuce Schenkel at the free throw line. Now Branson drives the baseline. Lays up a little five-foot runner. No good. And reading it off the rebound to Fowler. Fowler will walk it across the timeline. Fowler gives it to Heidenwith on the right wing. Skips to the left wing to Ream. High post, Pearson underneath Riediger. Lost it, picked up by Fowler. Fowler put up the shot, hits the brace, and it'll be Knox County basketball. 50-29, Putnam County with the lead. As now it's going to be a dead ball, I think. They go over to talk to Nathan Miller. And Putnam County somehow got the ball back. So I think he explained that to Nathan Miller. So Heidenwith underneath his own basket gets it to Ream between the two circles. To Fowler to Ream. Now Heidenwith another three on the way. No good. And Schenkel off the rebound. Lost it, but picked up by Braden Miller. As Braden will bring it across the timeline. Top of the key for three. No good. And Riediger lets the rebound go out of bounds and beat Putnam County basketball. Wyatt and Wood both check back in. Also, Fowler and Gage Pearson will both set down. 6:31 left to play in the game. Pressure by Knox. Wyatt with the basketball. Dribbles through a double team. Gives the ball to Heidenwith on the right wing. Now he'll take it to the hoop, lays it up. Scoops up. No good. Schenkel off the rebound. Out it goes to Braden Miller. Schenkel, top of the key to Branson for three on the way. No good. And Carter Marble with the rebound puts it up and in. First two for Carter Marble, and it's 50-31. Heidenwith gets the ball to Ream, and Ream walks with it. Tried to keep it in bounds. And he took a little cool hop. That caused the travel. 50-31, Putnam to the lead. Here's Branson Miller. The Schenkel is the high post to Branson Miller. Almost made a bad pass and knocked out of bounds by Jaden Wyatt. So Braden Miller will inbound on the far sideline for the Eagles. Gets it to Branson Miller. Branson has it a 3-2 circle to Braden on the left wing. Braden stops, pops from 15. Got it. 8 points for Braden Miller. 50-33, 17 points. Putnam lead is Wyatt. The Ream to the left wing, Heidenwith. Now Wood at the dotted line, scoops it up, missed it, and fight for the rebound. Braden Miller got it, but picked up by Wyatt to Wood, top of the key to Ream for three, no good. And Riediger went up for the rebound, a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Grace Riediger, and that's his second. Carter Marble will check out. Becker checks back in for the Eagles. Lefty will bring it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Branson Miller on the right wing. Beyond the arc, underneath the Becker. Too high a pass. Becker couldn't hang on to it. Stolen away by Riediger. To Heidenwith. Gives it to Ream. Now inside dotted line. It goes to Wood underneath the Riediger. Put a shot. Missed it. Here's a foul, and I think that's going to be all. Rebecca, nope. Who did they call that foul on? Yep, that's going to be all for Jacob Becker as he comes out of the ball game for the last time in his career. Standing ovation from the Knox County crowd. 5 points or 5 fouls on Jacob Becker. Trace Riediger at the line, shoot two. First one's up, no good. 5:59 left to play. In the ball game, Riediger with 2 points looking for three. Shots on the way. Got it. 3 points for Trace Riediger, 51-33, Putnam with the lead. Branson Miller to Braden in the left corner, drives the left baseline, a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Trace Riediger. That's his third. Jaden Pribble checks in. Owen Rain will check out. And Braden Miller will go to the line. He'll shoot a 1-1. Braden with 8 points looking for 9. Isaac fires it, missed it, and the rebound tips around. Jaden Wyatt saves it on the sideline. Gives the ball to Heidenwick. Heidenwick gets it ahead to Pribble on the left wing. Pribble gives it to Wyatt in the left corner. Wyatt looks inside, finds Pribble. Pribble under the basket, puts it up, got it. Jaden Pribble with 2 points. Back there, 20-point, Putnam lead, 4:30 left to play in the game. Parrish on the right wing to Branson Miller, top of the key. Now Parrish will try a three. No good. And Heidenwick out with the rebound. Takes it right at Parrish, lays it up, got it. Josh Heidenwick with 15 points. 22-point Putnam lead. Braden Miller got off on the left baseline. Guarded by Riediger. Now Nathan Miller wants a timeout. 4:03 left to play in the ball game. Putnam County 55, Knox County 33, back in 60 seconds. This is KMN Sports.
Role models are more important than ever in today's society. You can serve as a role model for others the next time you display good sportsmanship at a high school athletic event. Good sports are winners and are also vital to preserving our fine sports traditions. So the next time you attend a sporting event, remember to be a good sport and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. This message has been brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and this local radio station.
Keep up on all the items of local interest each week by reading the pages of the Edina Sentinel. Just wait till you see what they have to offer. Page after page of news, sports, and other information to keep you up to date on all the latest activities from the city council to county government to school events. Today, more than ever, you need to know what's going on in our community. And when you need to know, read about it in the Edina Sentinel, Knox County's only weekly paper.
4:03 left to play in the ball game. Boys championship game from the Class 2 District 6 tournament. And Putnam County, the number one seed, leading Knox County, the number two seed, 55-33. Knox County will inbound. Underneath their own basket, Parrish will inbound to Gillespie. Takes it out in the left corner. Kicks it out to Braden Miller. Now back to Parrish in the left corner. Parrish give and go. Tried to find Braden Miller and stolen away by Landon Wood. To Heidenwick. He'll bring it across the timeline. Had the ball poked away. Now he picks it up, gives it to Wyatt. Wyatt to Wood. As underneath the ball kicked around, picked up by Pribble. He had a shot blocked by Schenkel. Pribble got it back, and then ball's loose on the floor, and a foul, I think, going to be on Tanner Gillespie. It will be. So Gillespie picks up his first foul. 15 foul against Knox. Inbounds pass to Wood in the left corner. Pribble to Wyatt. Inside to Wood. Now Riediger puts up the shot. And a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Nelson Schenkel. They're going to call it on Kellen Parrish. So Parrish picks up his second personal foul. And Trace Riediger at the line with 3, looking for 4. Isaac fires it and missed it. Now, Carter Marble will check back in for the Eagles, and Kellen Parrish will check out. 3:32 left to play in the game. Riediger with 3, looking for 4. Isaac fires it, missed it, and Height was off the rebound. He'll fan out to the right wing. Wyatt at the top of the key. Wyatt gives it to Wood to high post. Now, Heidenwick for another 3, no good. Skips across the rim, and Marble comes off the rebound to Branson Miller. Branson to Marble. Cut off on the right baseline. Gets it back out to Branson Miller. Branson back to Marble. On the block, little 5-foot jumper, no good. And Riediger comes off the rebound. 3 minutes left to play. Wyatt across the timeline. To Heidenwick, high post to Landon Wood. Scoops up a little 10-footer, no good. And Gillespie off the rebound. tried to get it out to Branson Miller. Just out of bounds off the fingertips of Branson as Gage Pearson will check in. Also, Carter Simmons checks in for Putnam County. 2:52 left to play. So Pribble will inbound on the near sideline. Pribble gets the ball in the backcourt to Wyatt. Wyatt finds Carter Simmons on the right wing to Pearson on the right lane. Pearson over Schenkel from Tim. Got it. Gage Pearson with 8 points. 57-33. Braden to Branson for three. Bullseye. 8 points for Branson Miller. Wyatt across the timeline in a hurry to the right corner. Gives it to Simmons in the corner. Bad pass all the way by Schenkel. Gets it out to Branson Miller. Now Gillespie inside the arc on the right wing. Schenkel will try three. No good. Tip up by Gillespie. Got it. 2 points for Tanner Gillespie. 57-38. Knocks with the lead. Now Gillespie steals the basketball from Wyatt. Long three on the way. No good by Branson Miller. And the rebound goes up. Hits a brace. So it's going to be Putnam basketballs. Lance Fowler in. Jaden Wyatt will set down. 1:57 left to play. Pressure by Knox County. Fowler gets inbound. Guarded by Gillespie. Takes it down the far sideline. In the corner, it goes to Pribble. Back to Fowler on the right wing. Pearson on the right side of the circle. Now Simmons for three off the left wing. No good. Rebound tipped around. Taken by Fowler in the right corner. Tried to get it to Pearson. Knocked out of bounds by Gillespie. It'll be Putnam County basketball out of bounds on the far sideline. And the student section waiting to erupt in the next 1:36. Fowler takes it to the hoop, dumps it off, shot put up, missed it by Riediger. And a rebound tapped out of bounds. It'll be Putnam basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. 1:29 left to play. As Pribble will inbound, slaps the ball looks for somebody. Gets the ball out to Fowler in the right corner. Dribbles to the right wing. Now back in the right corner. Takes it along the right baseline. Kicks it back out to Pearson. Skips it over to Pribble on the left wing. Pribble a couple of dribbles to Simmons on the right wing. Now Fowler on the right wing. Inside to Pearson. Batted away by Marble. Stolen away. Ahead it goes to Gillespie. Puts up the shot. Rejected by Fowler. Goes out of bounds. Now Kyle Fleischman will clear his bench in the last 105 of this ball game. As your starters check out, a standing ovation from this large Putnam County crowd. And there are Putnam County people all over, not just on this side. A lot of them on the other side, the student section on the other side. The 105 left to play in the game. Nelson Schenkel underneath his own basket. Gets the ball out to Terry Ogden in the ball game. Now long three on the way, no good. That was put up by Nolan Schenkel. That's Putnam off the rebound. It's three-pointer on the way. Bullseye, Jace Timlin, or Tomlin. Jace Tomlin hits a three. Crowd goes berserk. Schenkel on the left wing. Now Ethan Campbell at the timeline. Inside it goes to Perry. He put up his shot, missed it, but there's a foul. And Tomlin hits the three. The foul's going to be on Hunter Gregel, his first. Kellen Perry will hit the line to shoot two shots. First shot up, got it. 2 points for Kellen Perry. 60-39. As Perry's second free throw, got them both. 3 points for Kellen Perry. And it's 60-40. Putting them up by 20. 28 seconds left to play. They get it inside to Tomlin off track. Got it. Dave Tomlin has 5 points. Crowd's still on her feet. Ogden with the basketball. Skips it from the left wing to the right wing to Perry. Parrish, one dribble, gives it back to Campbell, to Parrish, to Campbell. Now Ogden, he'll try a three on the way, airballed it. goes out of bounds. It'll be Putnam County basketball with a tenth of a second left to play. They run out, give Tomlin a hug. So all we got to do is Tomlin gets it past in the ball game with the final score. Putnam County 62, Knox County 40. Back to wrap this whole thing up in a moment. This is KMA Sports.
Keep your AGCO equipment operating at peak performance this season and every season with a full selection of AGCO parts from the Farm Shop in Edina. They make hydraulic hoses and carry all the other genuine parts you need for productive, profitable farming year-round. Come check out their selection of AGCO parts. Their experienced parts specialists will help you find exactly what you need. Stop by the Farm Shop in Edina today or visit their website at farmshopinc.com to learn more.
Knox County R1 Schools are proud to help bring the broadcast of the Knox County Eagles to you on KMEM Radio. Parents, teachers, and administrators have a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children. Get involved with your children and your children's school. The best weapon against delinquency, drugs, and crime is family time. Knox County R1 Schools, proud to be the Eagles. Knox County R1 Schools, dedicated to excellence in education.
Slayton Polaris is a proud American company, and it is their privilege to thank our active military veterans, healthcare workers, and first responders for their service. Take advantage of the Hero Advantage program and get $500 in accessories with the purchase of select side-by-side models or $250 in accessories with purchase of select ATV models. Plus, get a free two-year limited warranty on select off-road vehicles. Thank you to all our American heroes from your friends at Slayton Polaris. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County High School. It's a final as the Putnam County Midgets are the 2022 Class 2 District 6 champions as they defeat Knox County 62-40. Taking a look at the scoring first for Putnam County, Jaden Wyatt with 4 points, Lance Fowler with 8, Zach Heidwood with 15, Owen Ream with 8, Trace Riediger with 3, Jaden Pribble with 2, Chase Tomlin with 5, Gage Pearson with 4, and Landon Wood. Well, did I get that right? No, Gage Pearson. I knew better than that. He had 8 points. Get it right. And Landon Wood was 7. For Knox County, Jacob Becker with 7 points. Kellen Parrish with 3. Vanson Miller with 8. Clayton Miller with 8. Carter Marble with 2. And Nelson Schenkel with 10 points. Scoring them like this, Putnam County shut out Knox County in the first quarter 22-0. Then in the second quarter, Knox outscored Putnam 16-10. Putnam led 32-16 after the half. In the third quarter, Putnam outscored Knox 16-10. Putnam led 48-26 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, both teams scored 14, and Putnam County wins at 62-40. Putnam County improves to 23-2. Knox County ends their season with a record of 15-11. And for Knox County, got to say so long to 5 seniors playing their last basketball game as a Knox County Eagle: Jacob Becker, Branson Miller, Braden Miller, Carter Marble, and Tanner Gillespie, all, again, playing their last game as a Knox County Eagle. These fine young men have represented Eagle Nation in the best way they could, and they did a very, very good job. I've watched these kids for the last 3 and 4 years in Knox County. I know, very proud of these 5 seniors, again, playing their last game as a Knox County Eagle: Jacob Becker, Branson Miller, Braden Miller, Carter Marble, and Tanner Gillespie. Good luck to you guys in whatever you do, and thanks for the memories. In the girls' championship game, it was Scotland County winning their third straight district championship by holding off the Schuyler County ladies 47-41. Scotland County led in scoring by Paige Bishop with 15 points, Hannah Feeney with 12, while Schuyler County led by Kate Hatfield with 17 points. Scotland County led 11-4 after one quarter. Scotland outscored Schuyler 16-6 in the second quarter. Lady Tigers led 27-10 at the half. in the third quarter. Skyler outscored Scotland 17-8, and Scotland led 35-27 after three. In the fourth quarter, Skyler outscored Scotland 14-12. Scotland County wins it 47-41. Scotland County improves to 23-3. They'll move on to Wednesday night sectional game. Skyler County girls 23-4. They still have a game to play on Monday night. So Scotland County, the district champion on the girls' side. Of course, the game you just heard on KMEM. It was Putnam County defeating Knox County 62-40. Putnam County led in scoring by Zach Heidenworth with 15 points. Knox County led by Nelson Chingle with 10 as Putnam County shut out Knox County in the first quarter 22-0. And that turned out to be the margin as Putnam County wins it 62-40. Putnam County 23-2 heading for Wednesday night sectional and Hannibal. And Knox County ends their season 15-11. So that wraps up the 2022 Class 2 District 6 tournament here at Schuyler County. We have another ball game from Schuyler County on Monday night as it will wrap up the regular season for both Fayette and Schuyler County. As it means that girls' game means something, as it will determine whether Scotland County wins the conference title outright or Scotland County and Schuyler County girls are co-champions. It starts at 5 o'clock. You'll hear both those games on KMEM. And, of course, Wednesday night we'll have both the boys and the girls game from Hannibal High School, Corf Auditorium, starting at 6 o'clock. For producer Dave Bowden, for Andy Middleton, for Mark Downey, produced the one night from Schuyler County High School, I'm Donnie Middleton. Have a nice weekend, everybody, and see you soon.
Thank you, Donnie. This afternoon's game has been brought to you by these Putnam County sponsors. They include Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank in Unionville, the Unionville Republican Weekly Newspaper, and Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories, north of Memphis. And by Knox County sponsors, including the Blue Room in Edina, Bobby D. Clark CPA in Edina, C&R Supermarkets in Edina and Cahoka, Cardwell Lumber Company Incorporated south of Edina, the Citizens Bank of Edina, the Edina Sentinel Weekly Newspaper, Hawkins Harrison Insurance with offices in Edina, Kirksville, Cahoka, Lancaster, and Memphis, Knox County Dental Office, Knox County Home Health Agency and Health Department, Knox County R1 Schools, Northeast Missouri Co-op Services, and the Farm Shop in Edina.